You got the Bibles? Just gonna get right into it. Open up to Matthew chapter 11, verses 1 through 12. We'll go there, and then we're gonna skip around and stuff, so just bear with us. It says, "Now it came to pass, when Jesus finished commanding his 12 disciples, that he departed from there to teach and to preach in their cities." In a previous chapter, Jesus already had sent out the 12. We know what he meant, but he commanded them to go out and preach, and saying that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, now freely give. Now, Jesus gave this commandment to the disciples 2,000 years later, and 2,000 years ago. Now, 2,000 years later, that commandment still has not changed for our lives. If we read the word right, it hasn't changed. Some will just live off of what Matthew 28:19 says, just to go out into all the world and make disciples of all nations, preaching the gospel and baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, baptizing them in the name of Jesus. But here's the thing. The fullness of what is recorded is really recorded in Mark chapter 16. Mark is the one who gives more than an accurate account. Not to say that Matthew's wasn't. But we know that Jesus preached the gospel and he demonstrated, right? We know that. Jesus told them to heal the sick. All that were sick came to the disciples were healed. All the people who came to the disciples and were sick, they were healed. And they were healed because of the preaching of the word and the power and authority that God had given them to use. Preach saying that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. In other words, heaven has come down. Now receive what God has for you. If we're not preaching the gospel and healing the way that Jesus had done it, and it shows you how his disciples do it, then we're doing something wrong. We're missing it. Matthew 28:19, great one. Mark says it better. And it says, all those signs will follow those who what? Believe. I said, see, we got to be believers. We are shortchanging people. Jesus didn't just give you a 2-for-1. He's the first one that gave you an all for one. Every sickness, every disease, everything, you just believe. He did away with it. Everything that you may be going through, he can deliver you out of it right away. It doesn't have to be some analytical, hermeneutical, philosophical junk that people throw out today. That woman had said, "If I may touch the hem, I shall be made whole." She said it to herself. Self-talk is good as long as it's lined up with the word. You can be positive all day long, but if it don't have anything to do with the word, leave it alone. I am righteous. Well, you're only righteous because Jesus made you righteous because of your faith in him. It ain't your own righteousness. His righteousness that's on you. Well, God wants her to be that way. Maybe there's some purpose that God was trying to tell her. This is what people will try to say today. It's the same thing. For 12 years? God doesn't want you struggling with something for 12 years. 15 years, 1 year. Well, maybe you haven't learned your lesson. Get over it. Get back into the word of God and realize it didn't happen that long. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It has not changed. He has not changed. His word doesn't change. That's the beauty of it. Get that mess out of your mind right now, if you had it in there. Preach the word, heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out demons. It's right there in the red. You have one of those Bibles that have red in it. It's right there in the red. Lord, if you just give me some direction in my life, I don't know what I do. I don't know what I need to do. Preach the word, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. I just don't understand my purpose in my life. Preach the word, heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out demons. But I think somebody is over here trying to say, preach the word. Preach it. Preach it. well, you know, people are talking about me and smearing my name, and people are making fun of me and looking at me and thinking I'm weird. You probably are. But that's okay. They thought Jesus was outside his mind at times too when he had done it. Now, they read about the scriptures, about Moses and the miracles that God had done through him. Some great miracles. They read about the prophet Elijah and Elisha and what God had done through them, but they never seen it with their own eyes. So here Jesus is demonstrating what the Father had told him to do. He's doing what the Father had told him to do. You can rebuke the winds and waves, yeah. Have you anybody rebuked the wind before? Tornadoes before? They go right back up. That's the norm in the body of Christ. That's not something, oh, look, that's just so amazing. No, that's supposed to happen. That's supposed to happen. You're not supposed to run around like a chicken with their head cut off when a tornado's coming. You get out there and rebuke and go back to watching the game or something. That's the norm in your everyday life. I remember one time I was out there the year before, I ran away. I don't know if you were out here at that time. Having a youth group out here, and we were in a tornado warning. It was a Sunday afternoon. Man, I hightailed it right on over to Kelly and Melanie's house. And I felt like the biggest coward ever. Why? Because I knew greater is he that is in me. I knew it, but I didn't say it. I never spoke it out. Next time we had a tornado, man, I tell you what, Pico's Bill. I was out there mowing the lawn. You're not going to interrupt my day. Why? Because it's the norm. That ain't just me. That's you. That's in you. He's in you. Raising the dead? What? Feeding over 20,000 people? Are you kidding me? I hope this is getting you fired up. That's for every born again believer that has put their faith in Jesus. What happens, Pastor, if somebody tries to stop you? They can't stop you. The enemy can't stop you. What they can do is just plant little things in your mind and then get you to stop you. But they can't stop you. They try to pray against you, put a bounty on their head. How dumb can you get and still breathe? Preach the word. Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out demons. Nowadays, we want to analyze everything just to make some type of a series out of it. We want to break it down and put on a podcast. We want to try to monetize it. Freely you have received, now freely give. Preach the word. Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Cast out demons. That's what you do. Verse 2, it says, and John had heard in prison about the works of Christ. He sent two of his disciples and said to him, are you the coming one, or do we look for another? Some of y'all don't know that John's mouth got him in trouble. He called out the evil that was going on because Herod had convinced Herodias to leave her husband, which was Herod's brother, Philip, who was Herod's brother, to come and live with him. John called that out, man. That ain't gonna happen. John was not operating in an Ahab spirit. You know, evil people do not like it when you call them out. They don't like it. So much they would try to kill you, or if they can't do that, they'll try to assassinate your character. Why? Because you dare to call out their evil. Because of his situation, John sends his disciples to ask Jesus, is Jesus the one that the scriptures speak about? Is Jesus the one that has come to save the world, or shall we look for another? Now, here's the thing. Basically, he's saying, is Jesus going to come out and get me out of this jam that I'm in? I got myself in. Is he going to come and save me? Break me from these chains? Kill off Herod? Is he going to do all of that? See, John was a miracle baby. I mean, he was baptized in the Holy Spirit in the womb. You talk about a person with a purpose. He was a forerunner for Jesus. He was predestined for greatness. But so are you. But you receive the baptism just like all the New Testament disciples. And see, in John 1:29, it says this. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him. Now, remember, he's asking, is Jesus the one? Here it is saying that John already had testified about him. Coming towards him and said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me comes a man who is preferred before me. For he was before me and did not know him, but that he should be revealed to Israel. Therefore, I came baptizing with water, and John bore witness. He bore witness saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and he remained upon him. I did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, this is he who baptized with the Holy Spirit. And I have seen and testified that this is the Son of God. Again, the next day, John stood with two of his disciples and looking at Jesus as he walked, he says, behold, the Lamb of God. Now here John is in prison and he's sending his disciples to go and ask Jesus, are you going to come help me? Are you truly the one? How many times did we ever get to the place to where we doubted God, even though we may not have seen Jesus physically, but God has revealed him to us through scripture. Now, if you've seen Jesus physically, my goodness, you're awesome. That's an awesome thing. If he's revealed himself to you that way. But just because you're in a certain situation doesn't mean that God has fallen off his throne. You might still doubt that God has already made a way for you. You might still doubt that he heals. I can assure you today that if the gospel of the kingdom of God is being preached, healing is still being done. Raising the dead is still being done. Deliverance is still being done. Salvation is still being done. Baptizing is still being done. I assure you, we just got to get back to the place to where we expect it. This year, we're expecting more. It doesn't change with the times, it's the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among them. You might be thinking that God has forgotten about you. He hasn't. He hasn't. He knows your situation. You just got to have to, we have to get rid of all the distractions behind the scenes. See, if the enemy can't stop you, he will sure try and cause an accident or a distraction to where you get your eyes focused over here. You know, growing up in California, I didn't like driving the highways. We have Highway 101. It's kind of like the main road right there. And that just connects to a whole bunch of other interstates and stuff. It's just ridiculous. But you can be going, flying the speed limit. And all of a sudden, you just come to gridlock. Traffic, just my goodness, what is going on? Well, you know there's an accident. But as soon as you get there, now everything could be put off to the side. You're free to flow, but everybody's still driving slow. Why? They're looking. There's a distraction right there. They're looky-loos. That's what they call them out there, looky-loos. And they're just driving. And as soon as they get by, boom, they just take off. It's like, what was the hold up? Distraction. You could be free flowing, going and doing exactly what God wants you to do. And then, hey, here's a distraction over here. What? Take your eyes off of God. Take your focus off of Jesus. Why? Want to slow you down. He can't stop you. So he's going to try to slow you down or get behind you to speed you up. You can't be distracted. Read the word first and then listen to those who actually get results, and they don't have to make it up, twist the narrative. You don't have to fake it till you make it anymore. Why? Because you're already there. I'm not going to fake I'm healed. I am healed. You don't have to fake it. The miracles flow through those who are preaching the uncompromised word of God. Not so much those who are trying to compete. Why? Because their focus is on each other when you're competing. It's not on Jesus. So if you believe it, receive it, and it will come to pass. Going back to Matthew 11:4, it says, Jesus answered and said to them, go and tell John the things which you hear and see. Everything that Jesus had told him, they received it firsthand. They were there. They were seeing what he was doing. They were listening to what he was saying. So in other words, get ready, get ready, get ready. Get ready to go tell John what you hear and what you see. Y'all know Jesus and John was cousins, right? Yeah. His family's asking about him. Did Jesus stop what he was doing? No. Go tell John what you hear and what you see. The gospel is being preached and demonstrated. Verse 5, it says, the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. Goes hand in hand. Every single time. It isn't the gospel being preached. Then we're going to make disciples, and then we're going to baptize, and then that's it. You're missing something. You're missing some of the main key ingredients right there. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up. Well, that was Jesus. That's you. Jesus did it. Sent his 12 out to do it, sent the 70 out to do it, and then commissioned the 12 and everyone else that believe. That's you as well. Don't you back down from that. Everywhere you go, you have authority. Every place you set your foot upon, you have that authority. You can tell Satan, you walk into a room, tell Satan to shut up, sit down, have a Coke and a smile, and be quiet. Expect God to do great things in your life this year. Expect your relationship with Jesus to go deeper this year. Expect a fresh anointing on your life this year. Expect people to see Jesus through you this year. Turn up your expectancy, even if it looks like it failed you last year. But here's the thing, there's no expiration date on the word. So when it comes to planting the seed of God's word in your heart, if your heart is good ground, the seed will grow. And even if your heart is not good ground, because you plant it in your heart, if it's good ground, it's going to get watered with the word, it's going to grow. So the word can represent water as well. But here's the thing, if it has some weeds in there, guess what you add? Water. I mean, you add the word, because it isn't just water. It's weed and feed, man. It will weed out the junk in your life, and it will feed you at the same time, and it will water you at the same time, and it will grow. But don't get discouraged when you don't see something. It's going to grow down first. It's going to go deep in you so that it's getting deep roots. So when it comes out, powerful from God. To man, to the people. Powerful. The word of God is the true weed and feed. Verse 6. And blessed is he who is not offended because of me. John, don't doubt who I am because where you are right now. Don't doubt who God is because where you're at right now. And as they departed, Jesus began to say to the multitudes concerning John, what did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? But what did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft garments? Indeed, those who wear soft garments, soft clothing, are in king's houses. But what did you go out and see? A prophet? Yes, I say to you, and more than a prophet, for this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before your face who will prepare your way before you. Assuredly, I say to you, among those born of women, there has not risen one greater than John the Baptist. But he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. There has not, Jesus is testifying about John. He's giving him this great compliment, but John can't hear it. His disciples didn't hear it, but the people there heard it. John was the greatest who was ever born of a woman. Jesus is saying this. But he says, but he who was least in the kingdom, you got to be a servant. He who was least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. If you put yourself last in the kingdom of God and humble yourself, God will exalt you. And you got too many people trying to exalt themselves. Jesus became a servant. He demonstrated it. He wasn't a slave. He was a servant. And definitely not somebody who would turn a blind eye to justice. In verse 10, it says, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. See, John stirred people up to repent and give their lives back to God. I don't have a problem with those who like to stir up stuff for the kingdom of God. There's a difference. You're stirring it up, you're preaching the word, you're healing the sick, you're cleansing a leper, you're raising the dead, you're casting out demons. I guarantee you, you're going to get a lot of pushback. Was Jesus arrested? Did he get arrested? Yeah. He preached the word. He healed the sick. He didn't sin. Did Peter get arrested? For doing what? Preaching the word. Believing in Jesus. Paul get arrested? All the other disciples get arrested? You're going to get all the pushback that you want for the kingdom of God when you're boldly proclaiming his word. A lot of pushback. But I'm kind of leery of those who say, well, I just like to stir up a little trouble. I say, if that's you, please don't say anything. I say, I'm saying this out of love. But there's a story about, I might butcher it. Maybe you heard this before too. 100 black ants and 100 red ants in a bowl. They just, you know, with the lid on and stuff. And they're just getting along fine. You know, just antennas are touching each other and they're just basically dapping each other up. Hey, how's it going, Bob? Good, good, good. They're just getting along fine. You know, you put a leaf in there and they all will take from it and eat from it and stuff like that. But here's the thing. Everything will be fine until somebody comes and shakes that bowl up vigorously. Next thing you know, you got thorax all over the place, abdomen, the head is gone, limbs are gone, antenna gone. They're eating each other up. The black ants thinking the red ants are the enemy. The red ants are thinking the black ants are the enemy, but the real enemy was the one who shook it up. So either you're stirring things up for the kingdom of God or you're stirring it up for your own selfish desires. Makes me want to drop kick you. Preach the word. Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Get off your podcast. Cast out demons. It hasn't stopped because you don't have a title. Whoo, that'll preach. You don't need to be up here in order to do it. Well, it's the only way I know how to do something. Preach the word. Come on now. It's in you. Just do it. You're going to get pushback. That's when you can say, hey, I count it all joy. You know how much I get talked about? Quite a bit. But I don't give a rip. Why? You got to die to self. I don't care. That's a walk in the park because people don't know my history. I haven't told everybody my history. I got that every day in California. You don't like criticism? I'll eat that up for breakfast, dog. I grew up with 7 males in a house. I'll eat that up for breakfast. I want a real challenge. Furniture moving fights. Being chased by a knife. I'll eat criticism up all day long. It doesn't get me going. You know what gets me going? Preach the word. That's why I like some certain pastors and preachers that preach the word. You ain't trying to explain why this person wasn't healed. Man, I missed it. But let me get back into the word again. Lord, if I failed you, let me get back into the word again. Because if I miss hearing you, I don't want that to happen no more. Why? Because I want to be pleasing to you. Lord, if there is somewhere down the line where my faith wasn't strong, please let me know. I kid you not, man, I thought when I prayed for my dad, I felt the power of God hit him like no other. Isaiah was there. Isaiah, my dad. I'm talking about, I'm in a Pentecostal church preaching the word of faith. Nobody ever heard of that. They let me in. We were laying hands on people. God healed them. I had a godmother that does people's hair. She'd come by and do my mom's hair and stuff. And she couldn't raise her hand. I didn't know this. She couldn't raise her hand past her head. She couldn't do her own hair, basically. So Isaiah and I go over and lay on her. My dad came over too and prayed over her. Then she just starts doing this. And I'm just thinking, what is she doing? She wasn't able to do that. I was like, praise God. I have my older brother. This is my older brother now. I mean, I'm talking about had to deadlift. I think he did deadlift a lot, over 600 pounds in high school. He wanted to be a bodybuilder. We all thought he was weird. He wanted to be a bodybuilder. We wanted to hoop or do something else, but not bodybuilding. And he comes over and says, what's wrong with you? He goes, well, I don't think I'll be able to walk again. Next couple of years, I said, you get that out of your mouth. You stop saying that right now. Prayed for him. In the name of Jesus, commanded his knees to be healed, cartilage to grow back. And I said, take my hands. I said, just squat down with me. Now, it hurts me to squat down. Because my knees lock up sometimes. I got a floater going around, so it'll lock up. Bent down with me. Comes back up. Just let me see that again. Bends down with me. Goes back up. He goes, I haven't been able to do that in 10 years. I said, come on. Let's go. Pray for some more people. Get to my dad. In the name of Jesus, I punched him. Didn't I? I punched the mess out of him. For all the whoopings you gave me. No, that's fine. I did it out of love. And I kid you not, I thought the power of God hit him. I felt it. He felt it. And he was doing great till he got a bad report. So he settled for it. He didn't have to. He settled for it. So my mom would call me up, pray for your daddy. I get to pray. He start feeling better. And then he go, you called Tim, didn't you? Yeah. And it got to the point to where he was getting better, but he already had settled in his heart. He was ready to go. He get to getting sick and he was throwing up. She go and sneak off and call me up again. Stop calling Tim. I knew it was there. I said, but that was something that I had to hear for myself, because once I got that story, when I got there, after he went home to be with the Lord, I said, okay, I needed to hear that. I didn't say a word when I got there. It was on my birthday when he went home to be with the Lord, a little over 10 years ago. I felt the power of God in him, but I didn't know. And sometimes you may not even get an answer, but that doesn't, you don't allow that to stop you from doing what you were called to do. Preach the word, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. You still do it. Even when people don't, they receive a miracle, and they don't even show up again in your life until you don't see them until 10 years later. You continue to do it. You think that people would get turned on by it. I said, but it's really the word. You got to preach the word. They got to get the word in them. A lot of people can be drawn to the miracles, but it's the word that keeps you healed. Be bold. Do it with boldness. Expect great things in your life. And don't you dare back off. You do Bible studies, don't you? You do Bible studies, don't you? Sometimes you have? You ever see the power of God operating in that? Come on. When was the last time? Been a while? Get back to it. Be bold with it. A lot of times we want to just talk it out. And I'm not saying that's not good, because sometimes you need to get it out. But I'm like a person, I just, give me a punching bag. Just give me a punch. I'll just get my frustration out that way, or I'll go mow or do something. Flow with it. Flow with what God has given you. I'm having some problems right here, right now, and stuff. I say, praise God, let's pray. I like that. People, they know Jesus is the answer. They know he has an answer for them. Praise God, let's pray right here, right now. Let's get after it. When you're in circles like that, it's very hard to fail. It's hard to fall when you have people that you can lean on, a community of people that will help you. It's hard to fall. Preach the word. Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Cast out demons. Freely you have received, now freely give. And don't you dare back down because somebody says something about you. Join the club. They said it about Jesus. They said it about Paul. They said it about Peter. Join the club. It's a great club. Members only. Wasn't that a jacket or something? Was it just a members only, or was it a... Okay, I'm thinking of something else too. It started with a P back in the day. Patagonia or something like that. Okay, let me get my mind out the junk drawer. I got thoughts in there that's just like, dude, where did that come from? You have greatness on the inside of you. But whenever you do it with a humble heart. Not in your own strength, but in his. And allow him to lead you. Get out of your own head. You can mess it up sometimes. We can mess it up sometimes. I was telling an individual, he came on a Wednesday night. It was one Wednesday night. He was here to help with the high school. He was doing some painting and stuff, and he's like, dealing with some stuff, and he understands the power of God and everything, and But he's like, sometimes I just get in my own head and it just causes me to fail and backslide or what have you. I said, hey, I said, Brother Hagin, I said, you can have 1,000 birds flying over your head. You can't stop that, but you can stop them from building a nest in your hair. You can't stop the thoughts from coming, but you can stop them from actually taking root. You're going to have some jacked up thoughts. Just bring them captive in the name of Jesus. You're going to have it. That happens to everybody. Sometimes I'll think about something and just laugh. And then I command it to leave. Overcome it. You do it with the word. Because once you start speaking something out, that thought is going to stop. Y'all know that? In your mind right now, I want you to count. I've done this before. But I want you to count to 30 in your mind right now. Now, I want you to voice out ABCs. ABC, yeah. The thought stopped, didn't it? If you open up your mouth, it'll stop. If you put the word in your mouth, it'll stop. Just don't repeat what you're thinking. And the enemy loves nothing more than just to plant stuff in your mind. Preach the word. Sometimes you have to preach it to yourself. Start there. Because it'll stir you up. I don't want to toot my own horn. But I don't like going back and listening to me because I don't like how I sound. I don't like that. I sound like that? No, that ain't me. But I've listened to some messages back in the day, and I was like, my goodness, I needed that today. Man, I was killing it. I liked that message. Then there were other some. I was like, what was I thinking? All right, back to the drawing board. I think I may have missed you on that one, Lord. But stir yourself up. Preach to yourself. That's okay. Even in your car, people are going to think it's just put an earbud in your ear or something like that, what have you. People wouldn't think you're talking to yourself. But stir yourself up. It's going to be good for you. Self-talk with the Word of God is the best thing you can do. You are the righteousness of God. You are the head and not the tail. You are above, not beneath. Lord, I thank you that I am the righteousness of you. I thank you that you have cleansed me from all unrighteousness. I thank you that I don't have a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. Preach to yourself. And I guarantee you, you're going to preach yourself happy. And you do it every single time you're down and out. Avoid getting on a podcast, please, and talking about your depression. Too many times we cuddle up with something that God never gave us. Preach yourself happy. Preach it. Preach it. Marietta, preach it. Or sing it. Because you love to sing. Praise is a powerful weapon, too. When was the last time you shouted and danced? The last time we were in here? Just last Sunday, but on your own. When's the last time? Praise. You're out there in the fields, William. Praise. Think I need a praise break. Y'all need a praise break. Thank you, Jesus. You're a lot better than what you think. Don't beat yourself up. High expectations, but don't beat yourself up. And you've already been taught well. Give it to God first. And then get after it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. How's your health? How's your back?
Very good.
Is it healed and whole?
Yes, sir.
How's your heart?
Good.
Is that healed and whole?
Yes, sir.
All right. And when you're ready, I'll be ready. And you know what I'm talking about. And when you're ready, No, I'm just saying this. Sometimes we'll go from one relation to another, and then we don't realize that we're still hurting ourselves. Give yourself time to heal. You've done that. Continue to allow God to heal. There's no rush in that. And it will be better than you ever expected. God will be with you there. When you're speaking, bring it unapologetically. Bring it. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we thank you for today. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your compassion to love us through our mess, through our journeys, through our walk with you. You don't miss a beat. Lord, we just love you. We surrender our will to you, our hearts to you. I just like to invite anyone who's, if you never made Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior and you want to do that today, just raise your hand and we'll pray with you. If you want to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, just raise your hand. Thank you. Everyone's healed, everyone's filled. We thank you. Now go out and preach the word. Heal the sick. Cleanse the leper. Raise the dead. And cast out demons. By the power of his name. Lord, we thank you. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. For the Kansas City Chiefs fans, I'm not going there. I said every single time I talked about my team lost. You may stand. For those who aren't here that are sick, in the name of Jesus, we just believe them for complete restoration in their body right now. Thank you, Jesus. You are so good. Y'all go out. Since you're already blessed, you go out and be a blessing to somebody else. Invite them out to lunch, for dinner, to chat. Two people go out, go raise the dead, heal the sick. Somebody calls you that needs help, pray about it and go. And do it with boldness. They'll be you'll be the Jesus that they see. He'll be operating through you. And these signs will follow those who believe in my name. His name, not my name. Lord, we thank you for everyone here and the purpose that you've called them to. And we just give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Enjoy your week.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want more information about Westview Church or would like to listen to a previous broadcast, we invite you to check out our website at westviewchurch.tv or like our Facebook page at Westview Church of Hayes.